I'm Eric Peterson, Secretary of Great Falls Neighborhood Council 3. This is the fifth of 9 KGPR radio features on our city's neighborhood councils. I hope you enjoy learning more about this important part of your local government. You may not have heard what neighborhood councils are all about. In 1996, Great Falls voters approved an amendment to the city charter that renewed the neighborhood council program. Afterwards, the City Commission adopted ordinances that established and organized the councils. 9 council districts, located within the boundaries of the City of Great Falls, were then created. 5 members make up each of the 9 councils and are elected by your neighborhood voters during regular city general elections. Each neighborhood council representative serves a 2-year term. So, what do neighborhood councils do? The Great Falls Neighborhood Council Handbook states that the purpose of neighborhood councils is to advise the City Commission, City Manager, and other city advisory bodies on all governmental issues, affairs, and services which affect neighborhoods. Neighborhood council bylaws also list the following topics and issues they may be involved with. These issues might be involving public finance, public works, public safety, social services, transportation, economic development, planning and zoning, public health and sanitation, parks and recreation, or environmental issues. If you have an issue or problem affecting you at your residence in Great Falls, your neighborhood council may be able to help you out. Your neighborhood council meets on a monthly basis at a time and place listed on the official City of Great Falls public webpage. You can find this information on the web at greatfallsmt.net/neighborhood councils. If you do experience any neighborhood problems or issues you would like help with, or would just like more information on your neighborhood council, please attend your neighborhood council meetings. They are always open to the public, and everyone is welcome to attend the meetings. You can also follow your activities of your council by liking their Facebook page if one is available. And if your council has a Facebook page, please share it with your friends and neighbors. Today we're speaking with Barney Danishevsky, chairperson of Great Falls Neighborhood Council 9. Barney, thanks for being on the show today. Could you please provide a short background of your experience and how long you've served on the council?
Well, I had a job that occupied my time 24/7. I was a tech support person for 40-odd years, and I retired in 2015. And I was looking for some kind of volunteer position, and I checked around, and one of my neighbors invited me to a neighborhood council meeting. And so I came, and it turned out they only had 3 members out of the 5 that were required. And they asked if I was interested in joining. I said, sure, it sounded interesting. So that's how I got into it.
So how long have you been on the council now?
Since 2015.
Oh, boy. Could you please name the other 4 members of the council and discuss the positions they serve?
Sure. There's Karen Gray. She's our secretary. Jeff Lever. He's our vice chairman. Scott Moranti. He's our official delegate. And Shannon Wilson, who handles all of our Facebook and that sort of thing.
What are the city boundaries of your neighborhood council?
We go from Central Avenue to 10th Avenue South and 36th Street South down to 10th Street South. And then we got a little jog on 10th Avenue South to 7th Avenue South, east to 12th Street, and north to Central. It kind of surrounds Longfellow School area.
Where and when does your council meet each month?
We meet every second Thursday of each month at 7 p.m., at the First Church of the Nazarene. That's at 1727 2nd Avenue South.
How is the public turnout for your meetings?
Very poor. The only time we get any kind of group of people is if there's some kind of an incident going on in a neighborhood that everybody's interested in.
So you'd like to see more citizen involvement during your council meetings?
Definitely, definitely. And we've tried everything we can to encourage that. I've personally handled out flyers and so forth around the neighborhood with very disappointing results, actually.
So what are some of the big issues your council has faced during your term?
Well, primarily being so close to Great Falls High, our original problems were all associated with problems with the student body, speeding in the in neighborhood, trash, that sort of thing. Thankfully, that's all been cleared up. That's very well controlled at this point. One of the things that we initially got involved in and still involved in is Kranz Park, which is reasonably close to Great Falls High here. That's been an ongoing thing where we're trying to get that park developed. And then the latest big one is the Aquatic Center at Lions Park, where we had one of our biggest meetings.
Your council runs a Facebook page. Has it helped your council with communicating to your neighborhood residents?
It's hard to tell. We're constantly picking up new followers, so it's encouraging, but it's only been on there for about 2 months now, I believe.
So where would somebody go to find that Facebook page?
You can do two things. You can do a search on Facebook for Neighborhood Council 9, or on the city website. If you know how to look, you can go through there and find. It's a little tricky to find the right place. I actually had to get instructions myself, but you can find the page for our council, and there's a link on there.
What are some of the typical problems your residents might bring to your meetings?
Normally, it's problems with other neighbors, junk in the yards, that sort of thing, or annoying neighbors, a lot of complaints about possible drug dealers, that sort of thing. And in those cases, we, as a part of our deal, we recommend what they can do and who they can talk to and so forth. Usually it involves filing a formal complaint online with the city attorney's office. Unfortunately, very rarely do they follow up and actually do it. It seems people would rather complain and let somebody else solve the problem than get involved and carry it any further. That just seems the way it is.
For those who may have just joined us, you're listening to Your Neighborhood Councils on KGPR Great Falls Public Radio. We're speaking with Barney Danishevsky, the chairperson of Great Falls Neighborhood Council 9. Has your council participated in any recent activities such as an ice cream social to reach out to your residents?
Well, we tried an ice cream social, and we did it in association with the church here. And they were having a social of their own, and I personally passed out roughly 50, 60 flyers around the neighborhood, and nobody from the neighborhood showed up. And it was so disappointing, we never tried it again.
What are you and your council members most proud of accomplishing as a neighborhood council?
Well, early on, we had problems with a fourplex in the neighborhood that had alleged drug dealers, among other troublemakers and so forth. And the landlord was being uncooperative with the neighbors. But in association with the police department and the landlord, we managed to get that cleared out. It took a considerable amount of time, but I've been by there recently, and it's all cleaned up, and it's, you know, big relief to the neighbors.
Has your council brought any important issues up before the Great Falls City Commission?
Well, recently, as I mentioned, Kranz Park has been one of our projects. As part of the whole project with the Aquatic Center, there was a land swap between the school district and the city. That land swap included a portion of Kranz Park. Originally, it was decided that that would going to be eventually a parking lot for the high school. They came up with a new plan to expand the practice field into Kranz Park and put the parking lot closer to the high school. And in order to do that, they were going to cut off part of Kranz Park. But in negotiations for doing this, in the idea that we would support it, was that they were going to open the practice field to the public. Well, originally we were told that they were going to just put in temporary fencing and then just fence it when they had to run events and so forth. And what we found out later was that wasn't practical. They had to have permanent fencing just to keep vehicles from driving on there and spoiling the land, which is perfectly understandable. But we still wanted our access. And originally they were going to put in a gate for us. But the whole line problem there was they were closing 17th Street. And 17th Street meant the elimination of the sidewalks through that area. So people would have to walk through the park, creating a trail to get to the other side. Well, we brought this to the city commission as part of the squeaky wheel makes, you know, gets the results. And the school district, in the meantime, was listening to us, and they came up with a solution. They put a gate on both sides. So now people can go through the practice field to get from one side of the practice field to the other without having to make a trail through the park. We were very happy with that solution, and we're very grateful that the school district listened to us and negotiated in good faith.
So, Barney, why do you think neighborhood councils are so important for our citizens here in Great Falls?
Neighborhood councils provide an interface between the general public and the city government. Most people, unfortunately, I call the best kept secret in Great Falls city government. the ones who find us are grateful generally for the information. And it's nice to be able to give presentations to let people know what is going on, and they can sort of things like the Aquatic Center. We had that big meeting where they gave a large presentation and the neighbors around the Lions Park showed up. That is probably one of the best things that we do, is provide those that information and give the public a chance to comment.
What's the best thing you've personally experienced serving as a member of Neighborhood Council 9?
That's kind of hard to say. Early on, getting rid of that drug house was probably one of the best things that I can think of. But just the job in general, the only reason I've stuck around as long as I have is there's the little victories that count. Even if we don't get anywhere other than to explain to the people, you know, what the facts are and how to handle it, we do it in such a way that they generally understand.
Do you find helping the residents of your district a rewarding experience?
Very much so. Very much so. People are not always happy with the answers, but they are happy with the fact that somebody answered them. And that makes a difference.
Would you like to see more people interested in serving on neighborhood councils for the city of Great Falls?
Oh, definitely. We need some younger blood. Most of the people are either retired or semi-retired on a number of the councils. And it would be nice to get some younger people with a different point of view to get in there and get involved.
Outstanding. Is there anything else you'd like to add that we haven't discussed?
The only thing is, I wish there was a way to make the neighborhood councils better known, some way of making it a well-known fact that we even exist. I just met a couple of gentlemen in our parking lot down here on the way to this, and they never heard of us. And that seems to be the main thing. At one point, I actually wandered through the neighborhood several years ago and mentioned who I was, and I was running a survey on Kranz Park at the time. And I would say, just with right in this neighborhood around Great Falls High, probably 80% of them never heard of us. And they, you know, I had to explain who I was to start with. That's about the only other thing I'd care to add at this point.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with us today, Barney.
You're very welcome.
We've been speaking with Barney Danishevsky, the chairperson of Great Falls Neighborhood Council 9.
If you'd like to learn more about your neighborhood council, please visit the official City of Great Falls public website at greatfallsmt.net/neighborhoodcouncils. This is Eric Peterson, Secretary of Great Falls Neighborhood Council 3 and host of KGPR's Your Neighborhood Councils.